one, oh yeah. Recovery 101 is a sober show, the only place to go. Bruce and Shelley and Mark, let them light the spark to stay on the right track. Or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for Marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for any 12-step fellowship whatsoever.
None of them?
No of the A's.
No A's, no Anons.
No none. We don't even speak that well for ourselves.
Clearly.
As you're about to discover. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always with...
Shelley.
And Mark.
Shelley. How you doing, Shelley?
I'm fine.
She's fine. She's dying, but she's fine.
Like a fine wine.
Like fine china.
Yeah,
I'm fine dining.
Yeah,
fine.
Like fine. When how does this outfit look?
Like effed up, insecure, neurotic, and emotional.
What's the other one for fine?
I don't know.
Don't know. Didn't know there was another one.
Effed up, insecure, neurotic, and emotional. There's a bunch for fear. F everything and run.
What about
false evidence appearing real?
What?
Fun, incredible, nice, and excellent. There you go.
That's Shelley.
There you go.
Yeah, right.
Fun, incredible, nice, and exceptional. Give her the humble trophy. I think it's time.
I don't deserve the humble trophy.
Oh, see? What could be more humble than that? What could be more humble than that?
Fortunately,
I got this game wired.
Fortunately, it stays with me.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we're coming up on the holidays. You guys been shopping? You getting any shopping done?
Just for myself.
No, I'm going to do what I did last year, which is wake up on the 23rd, have a panic attack, run to Albertsons, buy 50,000 gift cards, and call it done.
There you go. That works.
We went to this place. We decided we were going to buy some candy apples.
Yeah.
$250 in candy apples. And you know what? There's this huge line going to this candy apple thing. Did I see the line? No, I didn't.
You just walked up.
I came from the other direction. I walked straight up and just ordered a bunch of apples, got the last of a bunch of different kinds, walked away. And this woman's like, walking down the aisle, I didn't realize there was a big line. She goes, I should have thought of that. And I go, what? She goes, you just walked right up there and got apples, didn't you? And I said, yeah.
Yeah.
She goes, well, you know this line back here? There's like 70 people in line.
Oh.
Yeah. Walk right up to the front.
They didn't know what they wanted yet.
Okay. I was not part of the Apple conquest.
Bruce.
I just want to make that clear.
Bruce has a mouse in his pocket.
I went and bought a bunch of food at this thing.
You did.
I bought 3 cases of Italian sausages.
They're pretty good.
Oh, did you have them?
I've had some.
Yeah. You got the hot ones.
I got both.
Oh, you got both. Okay. Yeah. They're good? Yeah.
You bought a bunch of chocolate-dipped Oreos, which sounds redundant, but...
Oh, yeah. We have been eating the chocolate-dipped Oreos, too. Yeah. I love this time of year.
Are they the same place as the candy apples?
No. We still have some of those. Mark. Oh, look.
Oh, the peanut gallery.
The peanut gallery is breaking them out.
Sorry I brought it up, guys.
They're breaking them out. They're breaking them out. That's okay.
Yeah.
We can do that. We can do. I had 18 of them at one time.
Yeah.
How many are left?
Like 10 or 12.
Oh, I was going to say, I had 18.
Oh, there's plenty.
We were going to give them away as gifts.
We are.
There we are.
Peanut gallery is
Merry Christmas, them. Everybody.
Yeah. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good bite.
Oh.
It should have come from that store, Christmas Eatings.
Go ahead.
That's the same place that you can get those sweaty balls from.
Sweaty balls?
Sweaty balls.
Are we like actually having a show?
We are. We're bantering.
We're bantering.
Oh, okay. I was just checking.
Why? Did
sometimes
you...
we banter for a moment. Sometimes we banter for a bit.
And
for
watch this.
Minutes.
Should we be doing something else? I don't know.
I believe that it is time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Wow, those are pretty tight dudes there.
I have extremely tight dudes. I work out.
I think I work out. Oh, that's what I was going to say last show. That's my new obsession. And, you know, I've been, my crutch has been working out.
What?
Yeah, oh yeah. All day, every day. That's all I've been doing.
Working out with your crutch?
Yeah.
So let me get this straight. You're engaging in neck aerobics where your head drops forward, and the apnea Olympics where you snore continuously.
I've been working out about 10 ounces at a time.
You don't finish the beer? That's all right.
Yeah.
Is it
12 ounce curls, dude?
Had nothing to do with alcohol. It did have to do with curls, though.
Oh.
What are you
light,
talking
light,
about?
Light shines through yonder window.
Okay.
Meds 5, Shelly 1. Fran, I'm positive Fran sent this one because it's from
Florida.
Moonshine. Florida. Moonshine apparently is making a big comeback in
it
the
is.
State of Florida.
That's awesome.
And this is not your grandfather's moonshine.
It's your grandmother's moonshine?
It's not even made in secrecy in little batches in the backwoods anymore.
Nope.
People are going for it. They're selling it in bars and stuff. It's coming in flavors such as apple pie and lemonade.
Yum. And packs a
potent punch due to the fact that it's always at least 75% pure alcohol.
Whew.
Well, now, 75%, I mean, that's only like Bacardi 151.
Whew. It's
150 proof.
However.
Yes.
While popular whiskeys like Jack Daniel's can take 10 years or longer to make, you can make up this stuff. It can be ready to consume in a couple of days. Now, here's what they've been finding. Here's a couple reports of things from local counties and cities. In Bunnell, they got a moonshiner who was selling 190 proof flavored hooch from the back of his pickup truck.
If he ran out of gas, it didn't bother him at all.
That's what deputies say. Jacksonville, man busted for selling 1 gallon jars of moonshine at the Gator Bowl. Now, I could be wrong about this, but first of all, 1 gallon jars to be taken for the tailgate parties? Yeah, on stuff that's like 190 proof.
You miss the game a
lot. 1 gallon jars?
That's not a jar, that's a jug.
You miss the game.
Yeah, it's big. ATF agents said a man tried to sell them over 40 gallons of hooch. They're hanging out. They're done with a raid or something. They're hanging out. They're having lunch. This guy, they come out to go get in their cars. I would think, hopefully they're not dressed like SWAT guys, but this guy offers, says, hey, you guys want to buy some hooch?
Yes.
40 gallons of it.
Yes.
No, we don't want to buy it, but we will confiscate it and give you a receipt.
Tobacco and firearms agents. There you go. North Naples, the country club chef, accused of making moonshine and distributing it to the country club members. And then Lake Wales, a man was arrested carrying 83 jars of 198 proof moonshine.
Ooh.
That's 99% alcohol.
Wow.
Ooh. Yeah.
How could you even transport that without it blowing up?
It's like transporting nitroglycerin.
Yeah.
What was Everclear? 191 proof, Everclear. We used to drink that in college.
High thinner.
Yeah, but you diluted it with lime jello.
Yeah.
One packet.
Lime sherbet.
Lime sherbet?
Lime sherbet. Well, a guy on Thanksgiving was thwarted by a clever clerk in Florida. Sorry. In where?
Florida.
Wow.
A touch of class for Recovery 101.
For a lot of people, Thanksgiving Day is, frolicking and football and turkey and things like that. Cold frosties. But never forget the beer, no matter what else. So a crafty clerk at a Miami Gardens gas station who is being robbed and had already pushed the I'm being robbed button... was suggesting to the guy things he might want to take with him when he's leaving. Look, if you're robbing me already, maybe you should go over there in the back and get some beer.
Good idea.
And the guy's, that's a great idea. I should go get some beer. So the guy's loading up his truck. He's taking like a case of beer out, then going and getting more beer and coming again, going
to
back
stall.
And forth. Yeah, and the cops roll up and arrest him.
That was pretty smart.
Nice move.
It's a crafty clerk. Crafty.
Good going.
This is kind of a big story, so I'm going to encapsulate it. Skynet has arrived.
Ah.
Shelley, what is Skynet?
The Machine Crusade.
Yeah, this is R2-D2's evil twin. This guy is a security guard. Looks a bit like R2-D2. This was sent in by Bill.
Wait, the guy looks like R2-D2?
No, it looks like R2-D2. It's kind of shaped like R2-D2. It's a security guard, not
this
guy.
Like Terminator.
Yeah. It's a security guard.
Okay.
Now, no, it doesn't look like Terminator. It's not going to walk out and, you know, have a skull and shoot you and all that. But this is the start. The guy actually that makes it, the company that makes it, says this is R2-D2's evil twin. They're making plans to arm them.
Right, arm them with, like, weapons?
Right now, they just read license plates. They watch over things. They do that. But they're talking about arming them. Bill Piper said, when they arm them, I want one.
I want, like, 10.
To guard me. You know how great that would... You know how handy that would be in the zombie apocalypse?
I want, like, 10.
I forgot to send you a story.
Okay, go.
Uh-oh. Let's hear it.
There was a story about an undertaker who said that over the last year he has started tying everyone's shoelaces together when he puts them in, because in case of the zombie apocalypse, that'll just be funny.
Oh, that's nice.
That's classic.
I think one of the greatest things I saw, this guy says, I have a foolproof zombie apocalypse defense system. And what he's done is he's put
treadmills
all around his house, turned on.
That's a good idea. They just keep going.
They just keep going.
And if you hook a power up,
oh my God, you could run your house.
He could run his house on zombies.
Dude, that's awesome. We need to do that. We need that.
Let me know how that works out for you.
Bill also sent this one
to, like, wait for
about
the zombie apocalypse. We could just get a bunch of teenagers. They're practically the same.
That's true.
I don't know if you guys heard about this. Bill sent this. He said flying maybe not so safe. Plane goes into Phoenix. It's pulling up to the terminal. Suddenly, plane stops nowhere near the terminal. Air crew guys or whatever, come on, take a guy off the plane who's got tuberculosis.
Oh, bad. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, because planes are disease vectors.
Yes. Yeah. He said the passenger was cleared to board the plane, but while the flight was in the air, the passenger's status was changed to no fly.
Whoops.
Yeah. And
NSA on fire.
And they're telling people, you're probably okay, but we want you to go get tuberculosis shots and stuff. And does that work after you've already been?
It can. It depends on your level of exposure, how much of the virus, your viral load, basically. But they will blast all the people that were on that plane. They'll blast them with antivirals and stuff. But it may still not work. They still may end up TB positive.
Thank you, Dr. Shelley. This medical moment brought to you by Recovery 101 Radio.
Now, here's kind of interesting one. Also sent by Bill. Bill went a little news crazy.
Bill had some time on his hands.
He did. This is a thing. It uses EMPs to stop cars. And they're going to give them to cops. And what it does is you point this thing at the car and you shoot it, and the engine stops. So, like, instead of using tack strips, which sometimes make cars go wildly out of control and flying off the highway, this thing stops them. And I started thinking to myself, so these things are obviously available.
Yeah.
They might be expensive. What happens when they're not so expensive? Like, you're driving away from the bank with two cop cars behind you, and you just turn around and fire your impulse gun, and it just fries both the cop car, and they stop. The helicopter's flying above... You know, because the helicopter can always follow you. You fire your pulse and the helicopter crashes.
Yeah. What were you doing when you were thinking of this?
Or what about when I'm sitting here? What about when I'm sitting on the front porch and I'm ticked off because people keep driving down the street too blasted fast? Just stop them in their tracks. Cause a 47 car pileup right here on the street.
That's it. You don't get 47 cars a week down the street. That'd be a long
47 cars an hour down the street.
Yeah, on the mornings and the evenings we're cut through. For the traffic, the work traffic.
Anybody that doesn't want to drive down Puente Street.
Yeah.
We'll drive down our street, which is not to be mentioned.
Okay.
Anyway, people are already asking, maybe this isn't a thing to get in the hands of everyone because it seems like it would work on military vehicles and such as well. And the guy says, not to worry. We have an anti-EMP thing we're working on for the military. So, thank God for that.
Good.
So what we're saying here is that we all need to go and buy, like, 67 Novas if we want to actually be able to freely drive around the country now.
Yes.
Okay.
Anything with a carburetor.
Well, we're good because we've got the 1954 Herb Garden.
You do?
Yes. We have the we have an update. Remember the Kentucky bourbon that got stolen?
Yes.
Vaguely.
Super, 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 super expensive one?
Yes.
Then we're going to sell it?
We found it?
No. They haven't. But they said that the net is narrowing. Now, the funny thing is there's like 1,200 guys working on this.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a zillion
That's
cops working on
it.
There's six guys sipping whiskey hoping they don't find them anytime soon.
And, well, what it is it's 195 bottles. Well, this is 195 bottles of Pappy Van Winkle's Family Reserve Bourbon and 27 bottles of 13-year-old Van Winkle Family Reserve Rye. 26 grand per bottle. So it's a chunk. It's a chunk. It's a state that produces, in Kentucky, 95% of all the world's bourbons and also accounts for 95% of all the world's bourbon heists.
Well, that's just the law of averages.
Yes. Detectives have been monitoring Craigslist,
Good
watching
place.
For people selling. And they say that they're narrowing the net, so there will be more on that. But Shelley, your home state, congratulations.
What home? California?
Well,
born here.
Okay, you were born here. Your other home state.
Where my family lives?
Yes.
Ohio?
Yes.
What about
congratulations. You curse more than any other state in the country.
Fuck yeah.
Whoa. So much
Drop the F-bomb.
So much for our our everyone can listen rating on this show.
I'll bleep it out.
Wait. Everyone can listen.
Now, interestingly enough,
at what age do kids start swearing nowadays?
Well,
in Ohio, it's like 4.
See, to me, it doesn't seem they do this by phone conversations. It says that they swear 1 in every 150 phone conversations. I'm thinking, I swear like 12 of every 20 phone conversations.
Well, keep in mind that like 70% of their cussing total is my mother. So,
well, there you go.
She's bringing the average up.
And then there's also the alternative of the states that are least likely to say please and thank you on the phone.
California.
Number one, Ohio again. Apparently there's just a bunch of rat bastards living in Ohio.
Really? Because in my family, my mom may cuss all the time, but you will say please and thank you. You're welcome. Yes, ma'am. No, sir. Or you are busted.
Someone is raising their hand in the peanut gallery.
Peanut gallery.
Vulgarity peak last night, yes, in Ohio. And so that you know, California,
yes,
ranked number 6 in most likely to cuss, but they ranked number 1 in most likely to say please and thank you.
That's because we don't want to be shot.
Let's see. Harrison, I'm going to not pronounce this right. Harrison Ajiba Okeen.
Three names.
I know it's three names, but it's not a dope story.
It's not?
This is the Nigerian guy that was in the tugboat that sank, and then 3 days later when they sent divers down to get the bodies out, he was still alive inside the tugboat on the bottom of the bay in like a patch of air. And what happened was he got... He was in the bathroom when the boat sank. And for some reason, he wasn't killed when everyone else was killed. Water rushed in all these areas, but apparently where the bathroom is has got like a sealed door or whatever. He was not drowned. He comes out. He there's still some air. He opens up. He's able to get into an area, and he's like, doesn't know what to do, starts praying. You know, And his wife had sent him a text message with a particular prayer, and he kept looking at that text message. And so they send divers down to get the bodies out of the boat.
Right.
And they found all the bodies except one. And one of the guys monitoring the cameras of the guys, the scuba guy, says, "I saw a hand behind that next door." And the guy reaches in around and grabs the hand, and suddenly the hand grabs him back. And the guy goes, "I almost freaking drowned." He goes, "You know, I'm expecting to just get this lifeless body that I'm going to drag out of here." And he goes, "And it's a guy." And of course, the guy, Obajibi or whatever his name, he almost knocks himself out because he's sitting there. And all of a sudden, after 3 days, someone grabs his hand. But anyway, he got out of it. It was an interesting thing. Lived for 3 days on a can of Coke that he found in there.
Which just goes to prove what my mother always said about disasters. You hide in the bathroom. Whenever there was a tornado warning or severe storms, she took the dog, the kids, and we all huddled in the bathroom. And we all survived, so obviously it works.
Okay.
I love this one.
I'm glad you do.
This got sent in by Mark. Marijuana and Wendy's burger was misplaced by employee Amy Cyber.
What?
Their burgers might be square, but their employees clearly aren't. She was arrested and became ex-employee on November 1st when customers at the chain Lovejoy, or in Lovejoy, Georgia, at Wendy's, called 911. Who calls 911 because there's weed in their burger?
Apparently
calls 911, reported there was a half-smoked blunt in the middle of their burger. Yeah.
She dropped her fatty.
When they showed up, Siever, 32 years old, told them the blunt belonged to her. "I must have misplaced it into the cheeseburger."
How do you miss... Wait, you're making burgers. How do you accidentally misplace...
Because you're stoned. Thanks, Yvette.
Now, here's what I love, because this is weed. You know, way down on the list of, like, probably bad side effects from different drugs, customer told TMZ that she suffered from symptoms similar to food poisoning, had to be hospitalized because she ate half a joint. I feel a lawsuit brewing against Wendy's. Wendy's offered to pay for her medical bills and also gave her a $50 gift certificate.
Oh, yay.
Thanks.
You know, all the, you know what that covered?
The weed in the road?
No, it covered the munchies.
Yeah.
As a result of eating the joint.
Wait a minute. Fraternity guys all over the country regularly ingest 10 times that much marijuana in a single evening, and they don't end up in the hospital with food poisoning.
Yep.
Yes. If that is right, it's malarkey.
If you like a different dining experience, but Wendy's really isn't your thing, this is a classic. Wendy's really isn't your thing. There alarming things have showed up at other fast food places. For instance, a Subway sandwich.
Yes. The footlong?
Yeah, the sandwich artist admitted to Huffington Post that he had placed his penis on the store's sandwich bread and posted photos of the footlong sausage sandwich to Instagram.
You know what? If you got it.
Oh, wow.
If you got 12 inches of sausage to put in a sandwich, you should display it all over the world.
Yeah, you should be. This guy should not be working at Subway.
Either.
No, he should be in movies. Earlier during the month, the owner of a San Diego pizzeria was allegedly caught on video masturbating in the restaurant over pizzas.
Wait, what chain was this?
It doesn't say. But it says San Diego Pizzeria, so.
Let me have the chicken and artichoke heart with the white sauce.
I'm never having takeout pizza again.
Okay, I'm going to give the ladies ample leg crossing time.
What? Oh.
Mexican teen girl.
I can't really.
Reportedly injects crocodile into her genitalia.
Why?
Crocodile?
Wait, how do you inject a crocodile?
No, not a crocodile. Crocodile?
Crocodile.
Oh, crocodile.
Crocodile.
Crocodile, the drug?
Yes, the flesh-eating drug.
Oh, no, so now she lost her coochie?
And it flaked off and left?
They shared details of a gruesome case. The flesh-eating drug crocodile reported in the state of Jalisco. A 17-year-old girl in Puerto Vallarta presented lacerations to her genitalia, say that was caused by her addiction to crocodile.
Do they have her quote in there?
Her what?
Her quote.
What?
I've never been eaten like that.
Oh.
So now, wait a minute.
He went there. Ding, ding, ding.
All I want to know. There, though. Did she lose her coochie?
Well.
That's all I want to know. It's a
flesh-eating drug. This drug had an infection.
She's not going to be posing for any pictures later.
That rotted her genitalia.
Oh,
she can still work
out. But she said, thankfully, it was not sexually transmitted. It was stupid transmitted is what it was. Yeah.
First question, why are you injecting crocodile anywhere? Because it's not really a drug. It's like liquid battery acid. Secondly, why in your coochie?
She turned her taco into an enchilada.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dumb.
There's just a lot we can do with this story.
There is. There's a dumb study.
We have a dumb study?
Yeah, this is a
special kind of stupid.
If you attempt suicide when you're young, you'll probably have mental problems when you're older.
What? Who did a stupid study like that?
Let's see. That was a study run by Cedra Goldman Meller, PhD of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and colleagues.
So she really needed government funding to discover that if you are suicidal as a teenager, you'll have mental problems later on in life?
Yeah, because if you compare people that tried to commit suicide with people that didn't try and commit suicide, the people that didn't try and commit suicide had less mental problems later on. Duh.
There was funding for this?
Apparently. It doesn't
say. Obviously, the guys who funded this are the ones who needed that study done.
It doesn't say
how
much.
You don't need to do the study. You can just, write a page.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. That's like saying people who have problems are more likely to have problems.
Exactly. People that start out with problems are likely to have more problems later on.
Yeah.
And the last one, thank God. Also from Bill. Do you remember the story about the Bitcoins?
Yeah, the Bitcoin story.
That whole weird under gray internet, people buying crap.
Yeah.
So when the real big site got taken down, they went in there, took it out, and of course that vacuum was filled by several other sites.
Right.
So there was a site that was trading in these Bitcoins and everything, millions of Bitcoins, was allowing people to deposit their Bitcoins in. And then all of a sudden, you couldn't get your Bitcoins out of it, and the site had problems and went away.
Oh.
And it's like this is like inviting the Nigerian guy to your bank account information so he can deposit $40 million into it so you can keep 30% of it. And Bill said, the only thing you can use Bitcoins for is really illegal stuff. Wouldn't you think that it might be run by guys that aren't that scrupulous? Because what they've determined, of course, is these guys created the site merely to have you deposit your coins and then go out of business. So if you're thinking about getting Bitcoins, there's no reason to do it.
Well, all right.
And they can't find anything to do with these guys. And the thing is, they're like, so what are you guys going to do with this? And the feds and stuff are like, so a bunch of these thieves stole your thieves' stuff used only for thieving. Like, we're probably not going to spend a lot of money trying to figure out who this is. And that, my friends, is the end of the boozy news.
What? Who?
The end of the boozy news.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the new way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
We are back. Welcome back, Shelly. Yeah, you might want to pick up the microphone if you're going to be involved in the shoot.
Oh, okay then.
Mark has got a mouthful of chocolate-covered Oreos.
Shout out
to the New Way Foundation at selfwillhappens.com. Yeah, we really need to check that out. Hasn't been updated in a while. Oh, my. That was chocolate-covered Oreo dust right there in my mouth. Shelly.
Yes.
I'm going to talk about something real quick.
Yes, I am. I'm going to introduce our fabulous rock star friend, Yvette.
Sweet.
Hi, Yvette Delgado of Forever Amber, 27 Tears Records. And first I want to say thank you to Shelly and Bruce for inviting me out for the weekend. We had such a blast. We went to Rocking Recovery, the infamous Starbucks.
Starbucks.
Restaurants. I had so much fun. And if you want to find my music, just Google me. I like being Googled. I like being oogled. Google Yvette
like being
Delgado,
Googled and oogled?
Forever Amber, We the Girls, or 27 Tears Records. And all my stuff will pop up. And I'll be putting out the new album, Legacy, April 24th. And
sweet.
It's got 27 tracks. I'll be
27 tracks?
27 tracks, a lot of music. I'll be leaving some CDs with Shelly and Bruce so they can spin the new stuff as lead out. And I want to give shout outs to my favorite people. I've accrued a few fans along the way in the years I've been in the music business. But the loyal, diehard ones are from Recovery 101. So, I love you, Francis C., Bill P., Robert M., Robert S., Diane C., in the land down under. I get played on a radio station at a Barstow called KDUC, and these people, they're lifelong friends now. You just know that you're going to love them and talk to them forever. And the DJ, Dion, has pegged them Forever Amber Maniacs. That's how crazy they are about me, and that's how crazy I am about them. I love you guys.
Sweet.
And that's it. Thanks a lot.
Sweet.
Cheers. Bye.
Now, Shelly.
That was very nice.
We have a topic.
We do? We do.
Meds 5, Shelly 1.
But I'm strangely enough, I feel a bit above this topic at the same time that I am just not worthy of it.
Oh, well, yeah, that's... Look, she actually got it. Good Lord. Superiority, inferiority. We've seen people. The people, you know, like, and a lot of alcoholics and addicts are like this. On one hand, they're less than, I'm this dog, dirty, horrible, dope fiend alcoholic. And on the other hand, don't you know who I am?
An egomaniac with an inferiority complex.
Exactly. Exactly.
That was me when I walked in the door.
What? No. No.
Just when you walked in the door? Oh, yeah,
today.
The studio?
Today.
Today?
Yeah, today.
Yeah, okay, I'm just checking.
No.
Just checking.
Shelly, do you know people like that? Have you ever been a person like that?
Yeah. In fact, I used to do underhanded little things. My sponsor made me stop. People have probably heard this story. My sponsor made me stop taking treats into work because I would make brownies or whatever. I mean, I did this a lot when I was first sober because I couldn't sleep at night, so I'd be up at like 3 a.m. making brownies and cookies and crap.
We had a lot of brownies and cookies back then.
Yeah. And I would take a bunch into work. But I didn't just take them into work and leave them on the break room table and walk away. No, I made little signs. and signed them.
Shelly
so
made
that,
these?
Yes, so that people would know how awesome I was. And then people would say, oh, those cookies were really awesome. And I'd say, oh, well, they weren't really that great. Like, you know, downplaying myself, denigrating myself at the same time. And then talking about how idiotic I was making this, bringing it. Well, I had too many because I'm stupid and I did this or that. You know, so she made me stop. She said the only way I was allowed to take stuff into work is if I took it in early morning when no one else was there and left it there with not a word. It was just by itself. Yeah, pretty much.
I got to point out something to you guys real quick. I went to light this cigar. I'm holding a microphone in my hand. It's got the kind of the microphone cover up near my face. I go to light the cigar, and I almost lit it like it was a bong. I almost put my mouth on the end of I don't know what it was. I'm almost put my mouth on the end of the mic while I was going to light the cigarette. And I was like, it's not working. Yeah, I was going to suck the microphone.
Which is really gross, considering last week he sneezed repeatedly into his microphone.
They don't. Now, along with what Shelly was just saying, I used to, when I would do artwork, I always known I'm pretty decent at doing artwork, but at the same time, I would show someone something, and they go, wow, that's really cool. And I go, oh, yeah, but I screwed it up right here. And then I'd show them where I, like, I don't know, put a few lines in wrong or something. They'd be like, oh, yeah, I see that. And my sponsor told me one time, he goes, I'm going to teach you two new words. And I says, what's that? And he goes, when someone says, wow, that's really great artwork, your answer is, thank you. Not, oh, let me show you where I effed it up. He goes, because you know what? I'm not an artist. I would have never seen where you effed it up had you not told me. We had a good friend named Shredder, God rest his soul. Great guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
He would shred on the guitar, and then he'd be like, oh, I screwed up that one note. And, you know, he was at one time was going to record just a quick Recovery 101 shred that we were going to interject in different parts of the show. And I think he recorded that with me and I for about 7 hours.
Ah.
Never trying to make sure every note was completely perfect. Mm-hmm. After every time he did it, Lee and I would look at each other and go, wow, that was great. And he'd go, oh, no, I screwed it up. We'd be like, I didn't hear it. He'd do it again. Sounded exactly the same to me. Sounded exactly the same to Lee. He'd go, oh, no, I screwed it up.
So he kept making the same mistake over and over again.
Yeah, for hours.
I pulled a Bruce, by the way. My mic was off earlier here, so.
Awesome.
You what?
I pulled a Bruce. My mic was off for a while. But
nice. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, just after the coming out of the break.
Oh, perfect. You'll be like, shout out. Yeah. But we won't hear shout out.
Right.
I'll say to the New Way Foundation.
Did we hear anything about you being inferior, your complex, when you walked in the rooms?
What are you talking about?
He doesn't want to admit to it now.
Admit to what?
Never mind.
I didn't say anything. That's right.
So, Mark, do you run into, say, sponsees that do this? And what would your instructions be to get out of this type of activity?
I think sponsees have enough other problems. They don't need to deal with these ones yet. So... No, yeah, you know, you run into people all the time. I mean, it's just part of the. I walked into the rooms, pretty beat up.
Clearly,
from the feet up. But we tend to get that swagger back really fast.
Yeah.
Like by the third meeting.
Especially cocaine addicts.
Yeah. Yeah, because we're all
after
that.
About 2 or 3 weeks, you gain a bunch of weight back. You already look pretty good.
Yep.
You know,
you're feeling good. And you get that swag back, and you get that you start getting that feeling back that worked so well out there on the streets.
Yeah, know? Which is now working that way for you in recovery,
right? But at the same time, you know inside that the feeling's not
it.
Yeah, the feeling's not any different. I mean, it was like that out on the streets. You know, how do I get away with this? How can I get away with this? You know. Don't you know who I am? When in your mind you're going, if they knew who I was, they wouldn't let me in the door.
Right.
So, you know, and yeah, we just that's what we go through, and it's part of I think every newcomer's journey, and especially when you're talking about coke addicts. You know, I deal mostly with cocaine addicts and people in Cocaine Anonymous, and that's just part of the drill.
true. We know a guy.
Yes.
We do.
We know a guy, one of our friends. He is, I almost get the opinion that he's like trapped. Like he himself has trapped himself in this thing where on one hand, he's like all that and a bowl of cornflakes. And on the other hand, he's none of that and no corn and a bowl
milk.
Of grape nuts.
Yeah. Let's say grape nuts because,
yeah, I don't like grape nuts. Yeah. But on the one hand, he has like this alter ego persona that he wears on his sleeve most of the time. And the rest of the time, he's like, eh, you can't meet anyone, eh. You can't do. So on the one hand, he's like this, super that, I can do this, I can do that, I got all these things, I'm going all over the country and blah, 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 blah. And on the other hand, he's like, I can't do anything.
Yeah.
And he's like stuck, like right in the middle of that. And we've told him before, this guy, my friend James and I actually got him to work the 12 steps on his personality once. James said, dude, you need to work the 12 steps on your ego. On your ego.
Really?
Yeah. He did. And you know what?
How do you do a 6-step on your ego?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because wouldn't that be just like...
You'd think.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. For a few months, this is the kind of guy that you'd go out and you'd have coffee, and he would do absolutely nothing but talk about himself. I mean, nothing. Everyone would be there. And matter of fact...
Yeah.
We had been at a speaker meeting.
Uh-huh.
You and one of the ladies that had spoke at the meeting and another lady were in Starbucks.
Uh-huh.
This person, of course, knowing you all needed to hear about him, sat down with you guys in Starbucks.
He did.
And when you guys walked out the door, the girl walked up to you and she goes, wow, that guy really likes to talk about himself, doesn't he?
He does.
Now, of course, these are girls with 20-something years.
They are. Yes, they are. And they. It was pretty funny, but...
That might work with newcomers, but not with us.
He's one of my favorite people, though.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah.
I love him.
Shelly's put her microphone down. That's how she feels about him.
Oh, no. We're going to let her cut loose right now.
The particular individual that we are speaking of, and, you know, I've met other people that are a lot like him.
Oh, sure.
Especially in the program. Constantly having to put others down in order to lift themselves up. Instead of resting on their own laurels or merits or whatever. But they couch it in such a way that, like, it doesn't really feel like it's a put down. Like, they tease people or they make jokes about people. But it's constant to the point where it's like, wow, dude.
Slyly carrying tales is
yes.
The big book would call it.
Yeah. And I don't actually hang out with this particular individual anymore for my own sanity. And it's really sad because actually when this I call the person by two different names. The first name of this person is the person I like. The one that you can have a conversation with and is intelligent and is, you know, interesting to talk to. The last name of the person is the show.
If you call him that.
Yes, that's the show.
It's not good.
That's the one that is constantly subtly putting other people in their place so that he can be better than. And it's all because he doesn't have enough self-esteem.
But sometimes we can't help that we're better than other people.
You don't have that problem.
You don't have that problem. Yeah, apparently. And I don't think that I am any better or any worse than anyone else. I'm just better and worse at different things.
In a weird way, this guy used to do the show long, long, long time ago. Long time ago. You can't even find shows that have this person on. And this person... And another person that was on the show at the time would, like, have these one-upsmanship battles with each other on the show. And back then, I mostly just sat around on the side and just threw in zingers now and then, you know, because I just sat there and just bided my time. And there was a time on the show, I was telling Yvette this story earlier, they are going at it. Bam, 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 back and forth. And I start real low saying... Here we are at the ping pong championships. Paddle on the left, paddle on the right. Paddle on the left, paddle on the right. And afterwards, they didn't hear it at all. And afterwards, the sound engineer's like, oh, my God, I was freaking rolling. He goes, I turned you up. And, you know, I turned you up so you'd hear it. And the funny thing was, it was almost like this person, If someone had a funny idea or to do something funny, like on the show, he didn't want to hear it. Mm-hmm. Whereas I hear other like talk shows and things like Mark and Brian that used to be on KLOS in Los Angeles and everything, they would revel in the fact that someone had something funny to say because it makes the show better. But this person would like not want to revel in it because it somehow made them look lesser than.
It didn't make them look better.
It didn't make them look better. It's like we'll be sitting around. Mark's one of the best one-liner come up with guys I've ever heard. We'll be sitting around, and Mark will just like off the cuff, just bang, and I'll be like, oh, that's a good one. Of course, and on the side, I'm like, fuck, why didn't I didn't think of that? I could use the F word there because Shelley already dropped the F-bomb in this one.
Yeah, this show's already gone to the toilet. So.
I was going to bleep that out.
Oh, too late now.
Yeah, too late, yeah. F. So.
We're on the radio, it's okay. We're not on free radio.
Yeah. We're on the internet. Yeah. It's okay. So, Shelly.
Yes.
What would your final words on inferiority, superiority be?
I think that we all have a little bit of that going on. And that's part of what we need to grow out of. But that when we meet people that are like that, to an excessive degree, for me, I try to, I'm not always successful, obviously, remember that that's a person that needs a little bit more love than everybody else.
Ooh. How loving, caring, giving, and sharing.
I have a better one than that.
Okay.
But it's not as good.
It's not as good. Awesome. I actually was thinking along the same lines of what Mark said, because we'll tell people we're the number one recovery show on the planet, followed up with we have no idea why that is.
We honestly don't, though. That's not inferiority, but I mean, really don't.
I mean, at the same time, we're like, why? I mean, we've said it many times. We'll be like, oh, we're doing great. And then we'll be like, why would anybody listen to this?
You listen to this show. Why do you listen to this show?
It's witty. It's informative. The dynamics, the charisma, the way you guys...
Are you sure you're listening to this show?
It's the same show.
Really?
The current is relevant. You're saving lives. You're humble. Somebody grab the humble trophy.
I love this. Let her keep talking.
you're saving lives all over the world. You know, you got fans and listeners all over the world. I just saw the demographic. It's an amazing show. Shelley is sarcastic and extremely creative and intelligent and eloquent. She's writing a book. Bruce is Mr. Smooth.
Mr. Smooth.
Smoking his cigar.
Mr. Smooth.
And Mark, I find out, is Mr. Smooth number two, smoking his cigar. You got the boozy news.
You're number two. Yeah, you're number two.
Love you guys. It's all the dynamics that makes it number one.
Well, you know, it's funny. She said something like that earlier. We go out to lunch today with my mom. And if that's like, oh, and she's saying all this stuff to my mom, oh, there's this, there's that, they're great, they're saving lives. And I'm like, all of a sudden I thought, you're talking to my mom. My mom, of course, it's my mom. And my mom is an optimist, so she believes everything that Yvette is telling her is being absolutely true. And I'm thinking, my dad is more like a realist. My dad would hear that and go, who are you talking about?
Yeah.
It ain't my son. Yeah. So, Mark.
We did not pay her for that plug, by the way.
Yet.
Yeah. Mark,
yeah.
Who's our friend back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
Runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can just find publication online. You can get it emailed to you. You can get the subscription, prescription, and he'll send it to you via the United States Postal Service. If you have a recovery home or a sober living or someplace where many of us sick gather, contact Bruce, and he'll send you some hard copies to strew about the facility.
For free and for fun.
He will. If you're interested in a franchise... Also get hold of Bruce to give you all the information you need to bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little corner of the world.
Just like somebody did.
In the IE.
We've got somebody in the Indian Empire just started up 12-Step Gazette. So I need to find it. We got to ask Bruce who it is. Because I would think that for, you know, not that getting the other one's not good, but the one that's from around here might be better to strew about the place. Might help their advertising.
They haven't called us for advertising yet.
Well, that's because we're still waiting on the check from Bruce.
He sent it. It's in the mail.
4.5 years ago.
Yeah, you know, the Postal Service
is still in the mail. Shelly, people are listening to the show, The Really Big Shoe.
I'm still faintly surprised every time I hear that.
See? 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 That's what I'm talking about.
Any way that you listen to the show, we really appreciate it. But if you could go to our website, recovery101.net, click on one of the shows, then click on like or permalink. If you are a member of Podomatic, you've been counted. That helps us with our numbers. Thank you very much. If you are not a member, you can become a member. There are privileges with membership. I'm not sure what they are, but I know what you can do. You can comment on shows. You can leave topic suggestions. Leave them in the top show so Bruce sees them easily. You can like old shows. You can become a follower. If you follow the show, you get automatic updates of when we post new shows. And you can put us on playlists for all your hot party needs.
Sweet.
Recovery 101, the show with the happy ending.
We always give a happy ending on this show.
Should I leave the room for this? Do you guys need a moment?
No, I need you for a moment for this. We have, if you're Facebook friendly, please like our Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page. That page is just trouncing right along. We got a ways to go before we catch people like Dr. Drew. But, trouncing, young. Bouncing right along.
We're young.
We're young. If you want to be Facebook anonymous, you can go join the Recovery 101 group. And that you can post recovery stuff and questions and interact with people that you hear on the about on the show.
That leads me to something I did want to bring up is that somebody mentioned to me that she was concerned because she was in the group and she had seen other people's posts in the group coming up on her newsfeed. That's normal. If you are a member of the group, you will see things in your newsfeed. However, your friends and family that are not members of the group will not see it in their newsfeed.
Right.
The only reason you see it in your newsfeed is because you're a member of the group.
Right. It doesn't go out on your public profile in any way.
No, it doesn't.
Also, we have an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can join the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook. And youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We sure as hell don't. Shelly, who's the lead on music by?
Forever Amber.
Forever Amber.
I forgot to give a couple of shout outs.
Marty
shout Party out. And Ron W., formerly of 8 Days Clean, now the owner of 8DC Apparel. He does all the graphics and banging clothes for 27 Tears Records. And I forgot to say that Shelly is drop dead gorgeous. So now you know about the face behind the voice. And the song, the lead out music is by Forever Amber. And the song is Save Yourself, written by Jennifer Moore, a.k.a. Blossom, of the all-girl band Forever Amber.
Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
time.